From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He is there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake the jihadist bastion of Mosul. As a Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. As you can hear here, part of the battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying the violence in the country had left him speechless.
Sono vicino.
Conducting his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the papal apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis, as you hear here, says his thoughts were with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says, in these dramatic hours, I am close to the entire population of Iraq, especially the people of Mosul. Our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that for too long are being committed against innocent citizens. Pope Francis asked the large crowds in the square to join him in silent prayer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo, according to the group Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. That 72-hour ceasefire that took effect midnight Wednesday ended on Saturday. This is VOA News. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of potential risk of terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate in Istanbul had a message on its website late Saturday that said extremist groups continued their aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city, adding that those attacks may be pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning. The European Union and Canada will decide on Monday whether they will meet for a summit Thursday held to sign the CETA trade pact, according to a European source. Tomorrow afternoon, the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, will have a phone conversation with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, to decide whether to maintain that summit, according to that source on Sunday. At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny. One guard was killed and many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner had climbed over a wall and fell to his death. Two other detainees were wounded and are in hospital. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia Saturday. During the rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who were put off by their party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
An unmanned cargo ship operated by the U.S. company Orbital ATK arrived Sunday at the International Space Station. It delivered 2.5 tons of food and supplies to the six astronauts living in orbit. That cargo ship will remain attached to the space station until November. Astronauts will fill it with trash before sending it back to Earth. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.